I want you to close your eyes and be as absolutely still as possible. I want you to listen as closely as possible to these words. Thinking about your prayer life with God, I want you to imagine saying these words to God. Lord, take my poor heart. It is often so far from you. Like a waterless, dry land lost in a thousand things that fill up my everyday life. Lord, only you can take my heart and have it concentrate on you. You who are the center of all hearts. Only you can bestow a spirit of prayer upon me. Only your grace is able to allow me to find you amidst the multitude of things, amidst the distractions of my life. You, the one necessity, the one person with whom my heart can become still. May your Holy Spirit help me in my weakness, and when I do not know what I should pray, may your Holy Spirit pray for me with groaning too deep for words. You, as the one who knows all hearts and will listen to what your Spirit in me desires when making its prayer. Amen. I've often thought to myself that prayer is one of the most difficult things about being a Christian. Isn't that ironic? I mean, think about it. We spend almost all of our time as Christians talking about God. Bible studies, formation programs, King's Men, Women of Faith, Knights of Columbus, Diocesan Council of Women, Ladies Auxiliary, KJT and KJZT, Pastoral Council, Finance Council, St. Louis School Board. We're really good at talking about God, but we're not as good at talking to God. I wonder why that is. Even me, as your pastor, I find it much easier to run this parish. Repair and maintenance, setting up ministry programs, organizing the staff, social media and marketing, finance, these things are easy. Prayer remains difficult. Prayer is often difficult, or more difficult than it ought to be, because oftentimes, I propose, we have a confused sense of what prayer really is. So we easily confuse prayer with piety, both of which are extremely important. Piety is our devotion to God, our reverence, our religious disposition, the manner in which we worship God. Piety. This is very important, as you can see the way we celebrate Mass here at St. Louis. I mean, you really feel it when you're in a place where the Mass is celebrated with less piety. I received a wonderful compliment about St. Louis some time back from a visitor who said, when you go to Mass in St. Louis, you know you've been to Mass that day. That's a wonderful compliment for you and me. But prayer is different. Prayer goes deeper than piety. Or put another way, pious acts, devotion, pulls us into prayer. Because the deepest prayer is prayer without words. You've heard me say this before. When you go into the Adoration Chapel, try to bring absolutely nothing with you. Try to go into the Adoration Chapel and bring no Bible, no prayer book, no rosary, all obviously good things, integral ingredients of a Christian life, but just once, try going into adoration and pray no words. Try to go into the Adoration Chapel and say nothing to God. No agenda whatsoever, but simply to just sit there in the recognition that God is God and you are in His presence. This is very difficult to do. I can usually make it about 3 minutes when I go into the Adoration Chapel with this kind of intent. I promise, not because I'm not good, and not because I don't adore God, but because God is so powerful. It's very difficult to just sit in the presence of God's power. It's so interesting. Ascension and Pentecost are back to back. Last week we celebrated Jesus ascending into heaven. And in my homily, I explained that the confusion with ascension is often we think of heaven as a geographical place, that Jesus is somewhere up there in space, maybe between Jupiter and Saturn, just kind of floating around with Mary and the saints and the angels. But if you listen closely to the ascension account from Scripture, you come to see that heaven isn't a geographical place at all. In the passage, it says, two white-robed men appear, standing with the apostles and saying, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking up into the sky?" See, this is the whole point of ascension. Jesus doesn't so much ascend up into heaven as much as he ascends into God. This is what he did on ascension. When he ascends completely into God. This is heaven. When your loved one dies, your husband or your wife or your mom or your dad or your friend, when they die and go to heaven, they don't float up into space. They go into God. This is heaven, to go into the presence of God for eternity, to be completely in God. So when we pray, when we go to the Adoration Chapel, yes, we are worshiping God. This is piety. We are adoring and praising and revering His presence. But that's just the beginning. The deepest prayer is about being in God. This is heavy. I'm going to say this again. The deepest prayer you could ever attain would be that your being is in God. A recognition that you and God are so close that God knows your prayer before you know your prayer. That you and God are so close that God knows your needs before you know your needs. So close that even God prays your prayers for you. This is what Pentecost is really about. This is what being filled with the Holy Spirit means. It doesn't negate or remove the need for piety. Morning prayer and evening prayer and the rosary and the daily readings, these are the starting point for being pulled into God. Prayer, the deepest prayer, prayer that is deeper than words, isn't so much a scheduled thing, although sometimes it is. This Mass started at 9:30. Prayer is really about being with God. Or put another way, thinking of heaven, prayer is about being in God. This is what Father Rahner means in his prayer that I began with today, and it is really good news, because if you're anything like me, prayer is really hard. Not surface prayer, not just rattling off prayer, real, focused, concentrating prayer. Sometimes I'm not sure that I'll ever be able to reach a depth of prayer like that. I'm too scattered. I'm thinking of what I need to do next and what I need to do after that and what I need to do after that. Which is why on Pentecost, we celebrate the fact that at the very ground of our prayer, It isn't you or me who prays anyway. It's the Holy Spirit who prays for us and in us. We are the glory of God, not so much because we glorify God, even though we do and we should. We are the glory of God because God takes up residence in us, which is his glory. I'm going to say that again. This is so important. When Jesus breathes on them, when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, God is taking up residence in them. This is a really big deal. This is prayer. This is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This is awareness. I've said this to you before. If someone were to walk up to you and say, hey, can you tell me what prayer is? This would be a great way to explain it. Prayer is the awareness that you and God are one. Not that you become God. You don't. God is God and you are you. But an awareness of God, that you and God are so intertwined. When your soul feels uneasy or restless or maybe unable to even express what you might need, God expresses it for you in the person of the Holy Spirit. This is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This is what Jesus means when he tells them, I will send you the advocate. It's God saying, I will send you myself, and I will take up residence in you, and I will be glorified in you. This is the meaning of Pentecost. This is why the Holy Spirit comes upon us. So think about your life. Think about your prayer life right now that you might feel is so weak. I sometimes feel the same thing. And listen again to this prayer. This is your prayer to the Holy Spirit, and it is really good news. Lord, take my poor heart. It is often so far from you, like waterless dry land lost in a thousand things that fill up my everyday life. Lord, only you can take my heart and have it concentrate on you. You who are the center of all hearts. Only you can bestow a spirit of prayer upon me. Only your grace is able to allow me to find you amidst this multitude of things, amidst the distractions of my life. You, the one necessity, the one person with whom my heart can become still. May your spirit help me in my weakness. And when I do not know what I should pray, may your Holy Spirit pray for me with groaning too deep for words. You, as the one who knows all hearts, will listen to what your Spirit in me desires when making its prayer. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.